While dropping pins around the United States in round one was cute, it got real in round two, expanding to the entire globe, anywhere on the planet. And our cartographers had to figure out where they were, and they were up to the challenge. We had some decent scores, not as high in round one in the USA, and we had some wild locations, from far eastern Russia to far eastern Canada to everywhere in between. It was a grueling five-map round, but somebody had to come out on top. That person was me. 14,649 points in the round, followed up by Gen, who's put up two solid showings in a row with 14,551 points. Joey, who finished first in round one in the USA, couldn't really translate that success to the entire world. He dropped down to eighth in the round. The other big mover in this round, in the up direction, was Deuce, from last place in the USA to third place in the world. A really impressive showing, a great bounce back from Brian Doucette. Where does that put us overall? Well, after two rounds on the leaderboard, I am in first place with 19 points after a second and a first place showing. Gen has climbed up to second place with 17 points. Matt Comstock, who will join us shortly, with 14 points. Joey Whalen has dropped from first to fourth at 13 points. And rounding up the top five, the Sizzler, Camisar, 12 points. The other big storyline, at the bottom of the barrel with 1 point after two rounds, that would be John Tilley. A lot of people are losing money now because John Tilley was a betting favorite and he got a lot of action in Vegas. He's in last place after two rounds. He's going to have six rounds to figure this out. We're going to get a word from our sponsors at Cedars and Aquafina, and we'll be back with Matt Comstock one-on-one with me. But also, we have some live audio of Comstock clicking through the maps. You're not going to want to miss this coming up on episode two of Dudes Dropping Pins after this.
Cedars, they don't just make hummus. They make baba ganoush. Eat that baba ganoush from Slater's.
All right, we're here to break down episode two. Matt the Map Man. Oh my gosh, such a mouthful. I can barely say it. Matt
it right,
the Map Man Comstock, who put up a respectable round two when this competition jumped from rookie league, you know, single A ball all the way up to the majors by going from the US to the world. We're catching you just after having completed this map. So just overall reactions, feelings, thoughts?
It was a tricky map. I feel like I could have done a better job. I'd say I did 3 out of 5 well, 2 of them, I'll take it back. 2 out of 5 well, 1 out of 5 good, and then poor to needs improvement on the other two. But all in all, I came in, just over 11,000 points, which I think is going to be pretty respectable.
Yeah, the overall point totals in this round were way lower than the last round, which is to be expected. And I think my biggest takeaway with this map is that as kids in America in the 90s, I don't know if something had happened from 1945 to 1990, for there's a reason why we didn't learn Russian geography, but we really could have used it. And I blame my elementary school teachers. I blame the government.
It's the damn Cold War, you know?
That's what it was. Oh, I totally forgot that's what it was called. Yeah, the Cold War. It's like they didn't want us to know about Russia. Like, I just can't understand it. And to be honest, Russia is huge. And
huge.
We were in like two totally different parts of it. And if you didn't know that, you probably didn't do as well as you could have in this one.
Right. That's kind of what separated the boys from the men. I'm looking at the scoreboard. You know, there was two people who even got it generally in the area of, of location number 5, but let's not get too ahead of ourselves here.
And speaking of separating the boys from the men, I never thought I'd say this, but what a little boy that John Tilley is.
I know. Twice. He's bringing up the caboose.
Oh my gosh. These weren't good scores. I mean, if we're playing golf, John Tilley is the clubhouse leader, but we're not playing golf. We're playing GeoGuessr. There's a big difference.
Do you think it's a geography issue or a technology issue?
It's not a geography issue. I do think, I was saying before, if this was Name That Plant, like if they dropped you
a single leaf.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, that's the Russian fir. It's like, yeah, of course. Like, we wouldn't know that, but he would. But this is, no, I think if we played this, I'm interested to see how John does in the later rounds, because I think he'll get the hang of it. And he can't win. That's the problem, the way this is set up. I don't think he can win. But he could put up a respectable showing for games in the future. If he ever did one with all the Coniston board members, I think he could win it after the other freaking Gen's a board member. So, you know, there you go.
Still not going to beat him.
Well, let's jump in. So We're actually going to, before we jump into map one, we're going to cut live because you did something revolutionary. You recorded yourself playing the game.
I did. And it was very stressful.
It's some of the best sound you'll ever hear. I wonder if we could have Deuce, maybe we can set it to music, but I actually think just hearing you do it with no music at all, like, really gets at the essence of the moment. But why don't we cut to map one, hear what you were thinking, and we'll come back and talk about it.
Oh, this could be anywhere. Looks like an English-speaking country. I can tell you that. Cruising down the road here, not a sign in sight. 30 seconds already gone. You know, I think this is the United States. But where? There's a lake. Oh, it's a school bus. What does it say, though? Oh, I got street signs. Street signs. Minute left, I found some highway markers. Route 220. Smuggler's Cove, 210. All right, so we're somewhere along the coast, I think, in the United States. Now we're in Canada. Oh, what coast, though? Marystown, Buren, St. Lawrence. I don't know where those are. 220, Route 1. Are we in Nova Scotia? I think we might be on Prince Edward Island. I see a Route 1 on Prince Edward Island. I'm going to drop a pin there. Okay. Closest so far. We are in Newfoundland. I'll take that. 368 miles away from the correct location.
All right, so map one. I'm going to share my screen just so you can get back in the moment. I mean, this is what you saw. Why don't you describe to our many listeners what you see here?
So really, the first thing I was thinking was, you know, a United States coastal town. I turned myself around. I found a street sign. It was clearly in English. And now you're looking at these houses and that coastline, and you're kind of thinking New England, Northeast.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You know, maybe Southern, like the South Shore in Massachusetts, maybe the coast of Maine. You know, we stayed in a house once that could have very well been this neighborhood.
But it wasn't, right? Because as you clicked around, I mean, some giveaways too for people who want to start playing at home. If you want to play, you know, it'll take a while to get to our level, but you know, if you're a kid with a dream and a computer and $10 to spend, you could play these maps too. And there's a stop sign in English. So that narrows it down, right?
Like, right. You're basically
looking for
one of two countries at that point.
Right. And everyone's driving on the right side of the road.
Yeah.
So what got you away from New England and into where we ended up, which was Canada?
I was in the United States until maybe the last 30 seconds of this round. I started buzzing around the road. I didn't find any clear indicators right away. There was no signs. There was no, you know, town names or anything like that. But I started buzzing around here, and finally at an intersection, I found a state highway sign that had that Canadian maple leaf on it. That's what gave me away. And so that sign said Route 1. So, okay, I start buzzing around. And Canada actually seems to be set up pretty well. If I'm looking at my own map here as well.
Yeah.
Like, it goes coast to coast and the numbers increase along the way. So one, I started in Montreal. It wasn't there. I knew I needed water. I started buzzing around New Brunswick. That's when I saw Route 2. I was like, okay, I must be close to Route 1. But what tripped me up here, and you know, it ended up being a pretty good score. I was actually the top score for map one here, but I saw a Route 1 logo on Prince Edward Island. So I slapped it down there and called it good.
And it was a great guess. Great guess, because I mean, Canada is, while everything kind of happens close to the border of the US, there's like nothing farther north. Obviously, it's really long. There's a ton of coastline. So big guess right there. We ended up, of all the places to be, I think I put myself in New Brunswick, and we were in Newfoundland. We were in either, is it says here Newfoundland and Labrador. Come on, Canada, which one is it? Where are
what
we?
Is that?
Are we in Labrador? Are we in Newfoundland? This is one of the reasons why it was really hard for me to marry my Canadian wife. Just some of the things that they do up there. Boggle the mind.
What really irks me about this one, I think Canada kind of pulled a fast one on us. How can you have a Route 1, interstate Route 1 in Prince Edward Island and in Newfoundland? There's no bridge that goes in between those. The road ends and starts.
Yeah, and I don't think Canada is sophisticated enough to have a channel like you're going UK to France here.
No chance.
I don't know. I'll ask Natalie when she gets home. She'll have an answer. The Canadians have to know this stuff. They are drilled on it from a very early age. This was map one. And like, you know, when you're thinking about the world, you're not really, I don't mean this is a slap in the face to Canada. Like my mind was not going to Canada. My mind was going to like, we'll be in Asia. We'll be somewhere in Europe.
Right.
I mean, look, round four, it gets even weirder because when you're thinking the world, you're not thinking the good old US of A. A little tease here. But yeah, we were on the North American continent. We were in Newfoundland and Labrador. Looks pretty beautiful. To your point, like this is actually a great chance.
Lovely spot
for NNL to, you know, get a little action here. Maybe some tourism. They should probably sponsor the show. It looks really nice. I would get an Airbnb up here.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, let's move on to map two. Map two was, I thought, a pretty fun one.
Oh, I hated map two.
It was a hard one to nail. I want to look quickly at this. Who did well on map two? Oh, I liked it because I did. And Eric Ryder, who really, we got to work on Eric Ryder's confidence issue with this game. I've been getting individual text messages from Ryder, really distraught about how poorly he's doing. He's contemplating buying the subscription five times as if paying $50 will make him better at it. But he actually did pretty well here, but his confidence is shook. He scored 3,391 points. So the best anyone did on this one was 360 miles away. We ended up, we'll tell the people where we are in a minute. I think we want to jump to your recording. What did you want to say first?
I'm going to expose Ryder a little bit. He is taking this very seriously. He sent me a link the other day to a WordPress blog of GeoGuessr, the top tips, tricks, and techniques. I haven't opened it yet because I feel more confident in my abilities.
I actually wrote that. It's full of the wrong techniques, tips, and tricks because I knew somebody like, he just walked perfectly into my trap. Ryder, don't read that. Okay, let's go to you live here because you didn't love this one, and I think it comes through a little bit in some of the stress you were feeling. We're going to let everyone hear that now.
On to map two. Oh, this is a field full of fucking nothing. They put you on like a bike path. Oh, we're somewhere in Asia, though. I found a realty sign. There's some Asian characters on it. Oh, God. It's a guy on a moped. Just got to get to another sign. That's it. Are we in Vietnam? Are we in Thailand? Are we in China? Found a little village. We're going into the village, but it's not hopeful. Oh, jeez. Minute 10 left. Village told me nothing. Little sign for the bike path. Yeah, it's a fucking bike path. Oh my God. We're on some like Cambodian bike path. You know, my trick is I try and look for a flag or signs. But this is just nothing. It's not loading very quickly either. Oh, you know, are we in Japan? I got a road. No signs on the road. Yeah, I think we're in Japan. I have no idea where in Japan, though. I'm going to go somewhere in, like, northern Japan. This was either going to be a great guess or a terrible guess. Taiwan. All right. Small little island off the coast of Taiwan. 1582 away. All right, I'm in the ballpark.
All right, so for the people at home, we are in an open field that if you didn't let us click around, which by the way, Matt, that is a setting we could play with, could be a wild league number two. No, yep. Clicking around.
I played one of those. You couldn't zoom, you couldn't click. It was stressful.
Oh, like we're already so stressed playing the way we play. I couldn't imagine playing that way. Because if you did that here, if this looks like, to describe for everyone listening, it's like an open field. Those look like some bales of hay, maybe?
This could be anywhere.
Oh, anywhere. So how did you start to find out? And we're going to tell everyone, we were in Taiwan, which no one got. But what gave some things away? For me, I just clicked once down the road and I saw a sign with some characters of a language that looked like it could be somewhere in Asia to me.
Right. That was my first giveaway. And what I've learned as I've started to play this game is, you know, it's all foreign language to us, but depending on where in Asia you are, the characters start to look very differently. And it is kind of that, basically, if you're west or east of China, they're very different. So I'm talking, you know, the Thailand, Cambodia, Vietnam, Laos area has a very specific looking character. And then you get, you know, Taiwan, South Korea, Japan looks a different way.
Yeah.
So I saw, you know, as you heard, I saw a realty sign, had some characters on it. okay. So that kind of put me in a region of the world. Behind that realty sign are a couple of cows. Hmm. And there's a specific breed of cow that is raised in Eastern Asia.
How did you know this?
I'm fucking with you there. So I kept cranking along. You get to a little kind of village. There's some lanterns there, you know.
I saw the lanterns
and finally you get to a road, and in the road there's some more characters, and it kind of, you know, stereotypically it just looked sort of Japanesey to me.
And so you put yourself in Japan.
I put myself in Japan. I picked a kind of a countryside outside of Tokyo, and I ended up being 1,582 miles away. So not very good. I was actually fourth worst.
Okay. I am realizing the more we play world maps, this group of 11 white men is going to say a lot of things. Like, it looks Japanesey to me. And I just want to let everyone know at home, look, we're doing the best we can. Okay.
Like, right.
You know,
we
have a ton of, we have a ton of respect for the things we see. But I was going to say the same things. I saw things that to me, I was like, oh, this is Asia. And a lot of it was the language, but I saw a giant gate that had like sort of like different characters and animations on it. Told me Asia. And look, we were right. We were in the right region. I thought we were in China. And I think, if I remember correctly, I saw a sign for something about like the sea or ocean side. And so that's why I ended up being pretty close here, because I had a feeling, I'm like, okay, we've got to be on the coast. And I was right. I mean, Taiwan's an island, so clearly on the coast. I thought we were on the coast of China. Tough round, though. I just want to see who else really
right, flew this, it. This wasn't even Taiwan. This was a tiny island.
Oh, was it?
Off of Taiwan. Yeah,
no way. I thought we were in Taiwan. Oh, wow.
You're right. You could have
traversed the whole island.
You could have taken an hour, gone over the whole island, and you would not have been able to pick out this island.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I'm sure there's somebody out there who is like a 25,000 a game scorer that I'd love to have on the pod at some point just to hear how they do it. But that's wild to me.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that.
We are going to end up getting canceled due to what we say during map guessings. But yeah, considering, depending on who you ask, Ben, you might have actually picked the right country.
You're right. Yeah, we got to be careful, but you're so true. Yeah.
Right? If you ask somebody if you are in Taiwan or China, they say, what do you mean?
Yeah, clearly everyone knows where my allegiance is like. This is China, damn it. that was me. I do want to talk about one person who missed really badly. I want to talk about Rick here, Alex Grip, 31 points, 4,704 miles away. We're gonna call him out. Where did he put? He put himself in Ukraine.
Ukraine. Excuse me?
Explain yourself. What? There are certain things that happen where I'm like, should we keep this person in the league? I mean, this is supposed to be the 11 best. I just don't think that represents who we are. So we'll have to ask him later what went through his head, put him in Ukraine. Like, what looked like you? Was it the... Oh, you know what it is? It's that East Asian cow you're talking about. It looks a lot like the Eastern European cow.
It does. They're the same, right. Same genus.
All right, we'll give him a break. Okay, third round. Let's see. Am I in the right one? Yeah, we had some people like, and maybe you did too, really nail this one because they picked the right Russian city. So why don't we first go to your recording, get a little bit of what you were thinking at the moment.
We're going on to the next map. Map 3 drops us down in a little village. They use meters. We got an intersection here. Oh, this seems very like Eastern European. Some characters. Okay, this could be Russia. It's Russian. Could be Ukraine. Could be Belarus. Russia's tricky. It's so fucking big. Cruising along. I got a bus in front of me. No good signage. I mean, yeah, there is signage, but I can't read it for shit. You kind of have to just guess somewhere around Moscow if you're going Russia. It seems super Russian. Now I'm looking for some sort of domain name. If you can get the domain name, you can see if it's a .ru, then you know you're in Russia. I see a McDonald's. Heart is pounding right now. I got 48 seconds left. Gas station. Oh, there's a bunch of signs across the street, but none of them have websites on them. How do you put up a... Oh, yep. shut.shop.ru. Now, where the heck in Russia are we? Oh. I'm gonna go somewhere around Moscow. That's the safest bet. But there's still so many miles you can cover. Could be St. Petersburg. I'm dropping it near Moscow. 10 seconds left. Lock it in. All right. Oh, I was 123 miles away from the location. I will take that to the bank. I think I'm the best so far. I got 4,378 points there. Yep, smoked the next closest guy.
All right. So round three, you put up one of the best scores in the round. Looks like Deuce put up one of the best scores in the round. Deuce put up the best score in the round, which is surprising. I didn't think Deuce had so much of an allegiance and respect for Mother Russia, but I guess he does.
Right.
Tell me what you saw here. Where did you go? Because I'd love to know what made you think the Moscow area, because I think we were like in a suburb of Moscow.
Yeah, we're a little south of Moscow. There was nothing strong that drew me to Moscow. You know, I'm not going to pretend I'm some genius into Russian territory, but right when you slap down there, there's a truck, big characters on the side, you know you're in Russia or Ukraine. If we're being honest, I took a guess. I thought, as we heard, you know, it could be Moscow, it could be St. Petersburg. I was pretty sure it wasn't St. Petersburg. St. Petersburg looks a little more cathedrally.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So I just picked near Moscow, went a little north to kind of hedge between Moscow and St. Petersburg. Ended up being pretty damn good.
So I had one of the worst scores in this round, and I think it's because I play this game too much. I'm going to tell you what I mean. I've played, you can look at my stats, I think it's like over 600 games. It's a lot. There are so many great things I could be doing with my life. I could be playing with my daughter. I choose to play GeoGuessr. When you play enough
priorities,
yeah. When you play enough GeoGuessr on the world map, you get put in Russia a lot because Russia is huge, and because this all works through like Google Maps, and so like a lot of the Google Maps stuff is developed in Russia where it like might not be in the Democratic Republic of Congo. So you get put in Russia a lot, and I've been put enough times where I'm like that should be Moscow, that should be like St. Petersburg. So they're the only two cities I know. But there are a lot of cities in Russia. Like I don't think anybody in Russia could pick off Wichita, Kansas on a map. And so I started to overthink this one. And I was like, you know what? All these fools are going to put Moscow or St. Pete. I'm going to like try to hedge my bets and go like a little farther south or something. It totally blew up in my face.
Yeah, but you went with Volgograd.
Yeah, yeah. That's where I went on vacation with my family in 2004, and it looked a lot like it. So I just went off of what I knew. If you haven't been to Volgograd in February, you should probably get there. A lot of these, I don't know if you got to like this area where there was like a McDonald's and a KFC.
Yep. Loved it.
Yeah. Those should have been giveaways. I wonder what the five value, I wonder if the value menu, this always gets me thinking, like, I wonder what the McDonald's menu in Russia looks like as compared to ours.
I think McDonald's does a good job as actually localizing their stores. Now, I couldn't tell you what they eat in Russia, though.
Oof, nobody can tell you. It's a steel trap there. See, my worry is if you went to a McDonald's in Russia and you were me, you wouldn't get mustard on your double cheeseburger. I don't like mustard on my McDonald's burgers. And I just get the feeling if you do that in Russia, they just kill you on the spot. Like someone comes out, it's like, okay, like this guy wants a substitution. And like, you're just
right. The
done.
KGB shows up and that's it.
Yeah. Like you have to order it their way. That's why they don't have Burger Kings. This was not the last time we'd see Russia. I want to move us along because, there's only so much map talk you can do in one day. And I want to move us to the round that was by far the most shocking. And this is one where I was very proud of my guess, putting it within 50 yards. Map four was in the USA, which is part of the world. You forget about that stuff.
You do.
We're right here.
Right back to
it. So let's go into your analysis now, and then we'll come back.
Round four. Here we go. Another nondescript. Oh, Melrose Feed Mill Turkey Nutrition Center. So this is Melrose what, though? I think we're back. I think we're in the United States. It's a pretty poor quality map. There's a water tower. Towns love to put their names on water towers. Napa Auto Parts, we're definitely in the U.S. Where in the U.S. are we? The quality of these pictures are just terrible. I got the water tower. Water towers are huge, but you can't read it. Oh, and they kind of blurred it a little bit. It's Melrose, I think, but I don't know Melrose where. So now if you know your license plates, you can come in here. Are we at a school? No, that's some sort of building. Come on, give me a clear picture. I got a minute left. So if you know your license plates and you can tell by the colors of the plate where you are, because they blur out all the plates. It's not Melrose, Mass. I know Melrose, Mass. 3rd Ave. Oh, we got a truck here. Is there anything on the side of this truck? A&E Factory Service, 1-800. Yeah, that's useless. If you know license plates colors or area codes. If you can get area codes down pretty well, you're in a good position. I'm going to have to take a guess. I think we're in the Midwest somewhere. This seems like a very Midwest town. I'm running short on time. I got 20 seconds left. I'm going to go somewhere in Indiana. 9 seconds left. Going to Indianapolis suburbs. All right. Oh my gosh, somebody smoked it. Somebody got 5,000. I was 605 away from it. So it's Melrose, Minnesota. I couldn't find the Minnesota. 5,000 points, so it's tough to beat.
All right. So how did you do on this one? I have to check.
I couldn't figure out the state. That was it. I was 605 miles away.
Yeah, you would have like jumped into at least third place, if not second place, if you had known the state here.
Yeah, I would have. As I've played more, I've gotten very good at, you know, finding cross streets and getting within yards of the drop. You know, similar to you, you were 82 yards. You got the full 5,000 points on this one.
Yeah,
I just couldn't figure out the state. I mean, this town screams Midwest.
Yeah,
you got your Turkey Nutrition Center, Melrose Feed Mill.
Yep. Like, we're at a Turkey Nutrition Center.
Right. So, okay, you got to imagine they're feeding these turkeys a lot of corn. So yeah, you're somewhere near corn country.
Is this the way I went last time? No, I'm going to show you what I saw. I went this way and there's a bank somewhere that says Central Minnesota. And I don't know why I can't find it now.
That was it.
Yeah, I saw like Central Minnesota Savings Bank or something that's coming up. I don't know where it is now. It's on Main Street. Where's Main Street? Anyways, yeah, found this bank and that got me going. And that was all I needed. I don't know why I can't find it now. Promise you it's there. Promise you. Scout's honor.
Oh, this kind of seems like you might have Googled it.
Oh, no. I would never do that. It's because I've been to Gundy's. I swear. There's Gundy's Bar and Grill. You've never been to Gundy's? I found Central Minnesota Savings Bank, and then one of these side streets. Where's the savings bank? Oh, this is like me getting outed now in the middle of this. Promise you I found it.
Quote, unquote, found Central Minnesota Savings Bank.
Wait a minute. I just saved myself.
All right, there it is.
See, we found Central Minnesota Savings Bank. And so I knew we were in Central Minnesota. And then I saw a sign for I-94. Another thing about this game, if you're playing the U.S., you got to know your highways.
Got it.
And so zoomed in, Central Minnesota, I-94. And wouldn't you know it, Melrose was right underneath it, just like it should be. I had a feeling this was Main Street. It just looked Main Street-y. You know, you've been on a Main Street, USA.
Of course.
You grew up in small town New Hampshire. Melrose's Best Hardware. Where else would Melrose's Best Hardware be? Gotta be on Main Street.
Right there at the intersection.
Yeah, your friendly Melrose hardware store. That's how I did it. I felt very proud about that one. I think that's what won me the round. We're going to go to the last one because the last one was really tough. Apparently, we were in a place called Baikal, but that's part of Russia. We're definitely in Russia, right?
We were in Russia again, yeah. So this was far eastern
Russia,
basically in Mongolia.
Yeah.
So this is where if I'd done better on this one, I really could have moved to. There was only two people who got more than 1,000 points on it. This was a big differentiator for the round.
So, and the two people, Joey and Gen. Joey, I don't know if you knew this about Joey. Maybe you did because he was your camp counselor. Took Russian in high school.
I did not. Did he actually?
Yeah, like serious Russian.
That's an advantage.
I can't believe his high school offered Russian. Again, everything we've talked about, very pro-America on this podcast. But he took Russian. Gen, when I asked him how he got so close, was like, oh, there was a sign. And what I want to know is like, Gen, that sure there were signs. Do you read Russian?
Right.
Come on.
There's a sign and it's a word and it looks like 6A Delta A. Like, excuse me?
I think that says nippy tick.
That's right.
If I was reading it, now, I don't know where Nippy Tick Russia is. So, man, I don't. I think everybody plays the right way. I mean, look, he was still 2,000 points away from a perfect score. I just can't believe that I just don't buy that he read a sign.
But I don't even know how. Okay, let's assume you are using Google. How would you Google this?
No, you couldn't Google that. No, there's no. This one's cheating proof. They just dropped good guesses. I mean, yeah. This was a really hard map, and I think the bottom line in this game is if you're in Russia, good effing luck, because you could score like 100 points even if you guess the right country.
Yeah, really hard. I was 219. I was still almost 3,000 miles away. You know, I lean towards, because I've played maps before. I've played, you know, world maps on GeoGuessr where they put you in Moscow, then you get something that's Russian again, and you think there's no way I can be in Moscow again, but you are.
Those are them algorithms, Matt. You know, they don't, they'll put you in this, they'll put you in Russia five straight times. This thing, there's no soul behind this.
That would really screw us up, huh?
It is tough. So those were the five rounds today. You put up a pretty good score considering there's 11 people. You did really well in the first map of the USA. You're fourth now through two rounds. To preview next week, we're going to be going back to the US and we're going to do US cities. And so a little more in your wheelhouse, you think?
You'd think so. US cities, you know, that's what I'm saying. You should be able to get these.
Yeah. You got to find those cross streets. You got to get done. Well, Matt, it was a pleasure to have you on the show today. An original podcast host of a Deuce Rules Media Empire podcast. It's an honor to have you on the show.
Ben, thanks for having me. I look forward to continuing the competition and seeing where in the world we go.
Indeed. Hopefully never Russia again.
Oh, God.
We're moving on to map 5 of 5. Another nondescript countryside. Might have a sign down the road a little bit. Place where people drive on the right side of the road. That'll tell you something. It's more Russian type characters. But is that Russia? Is it the Ukraine? That's hard to tell. There's a petrol station. I gotta find a website. Ugh. None of these buildings are anything. It's just like kind of a little bit of industrial and a little bit of countryside on this one flat long road. And it's somewhere that uses similar looking characters to the Russian language. This is a one-way street, maybe. Oh, there's just nothing. Absolutely nothing. There's a guy walking on the side of the road. I got 30 seconds left here. Oh. Yeah, like if I knew. I'm gonna go south of Moscow, because if it's in the Ukraine, that's a little. It's kind of close. Fire up the guess. Yeah, see, it's on the total other side of Russia. Leader got 696 points. I got 219. So, okay. Tough map. Tough map. I got a couple countries right. Just finishing third right now. Wow. All right. We move on. We persevere. We drop pins.